Good afternoon, and welcome to the fourth episode of Getting Spiked with Reagan Distance, brought to you by Tobacco Sports Radio, Tobacco Road Sports Radio. I'm Brendan Kaplan, and I'll be your host today. I hope to follow in the footsteps of three wonderful hosts before me, Lily Connor, Blake Farmer, and Alex Gingras. I'm joined today by three members of Reagan Distance, and each week we just get on here, talk about our program, what's going on with school, and just whatever comes with mind. Here today, I'm joined by Harrison Wright, Ian Campbell, Charlotte Miller. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Nice. All right. Well, let's get this episode started. Last week, we talked a little bit about the Wendy's Invitational and our race plans, our team plans. Harrison, how do you think the race went, and what were your plans going into it?
In my opinion, I think the race went well. My plan was just trying to get a PR, mostly break 20, but I got a PR, so I'm happy about it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. You can't complain about a PR. And Charlotte, how did you feel going into the race, and what was your game plan for it?
I felt pretty good going into it. I was pretty excited about just trying to another racing opportunity. My game plan was to try to go out with Paige and see how long I can hold on. And I unfortunately didn't end up racing with Paige for very much of the race, but I started out a little bit stronger and I moved towards the front, which eliminated a lot of maneuvering around people. And I hung on and got a PR of 20:47.
Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely going into championship season, we got to be used to racing at the front and just going out there and competing. So yeah, that's good. And Ian, you raced on Saturday, right?
Yep.
What was the toughest part of your race, do you think? And did you have any goals going into it?
My goal going into it was to break 18 because I've been pretty close. The toughest part was just, I think, hanging on for the last bit. Well, not hanging on, but picking it up for the last mile. I didn't really have it in me to pick it up and finish like I should have. But yeah,
how do you achieve your goal?
No, I didn't. I ran. I tied my PR 18:06.
Okay. Hey, nice. Hey, we got a few more races to go. Yeah. It won't be as much about time. It's just more placement for the championship season. Yeah. But that's awesome. We'll get sub 18 by the end of the season for sure. And for me, I was just going out there. It was my first race back from injury and sickness, so I didn't really have too many expectations going in there. I just wanted to be at the front and competing. And I did not PR. I ran 16:38, which is 38 seconds off my PR. So I wouldn't say it went horribly, but it didn't go great. I didn't feel that good, but I think I got eighth, which is solid just for competing and getting in it. So, yeah. And so, Charlotte, we both saw Kate and Tate both win the races on the individual side. How does it feel training with two of the top juniors in the state, and what are you trying to learn from them going into your next few seasons?
I think it's really exciting and encouraging seeing them both be able to place first in the race. I think what I can kind of take away from both of their races is just going into it mentally strong with just a attitude of how hard can I race?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's really good to have those role models almost, and just to key off of them in training. And Ian, how about you? Of course, they didn't run their fastest times, but they just got out there and competed. So, do you think going into championship season, do you think it's more about time, or is it more just about placing and competing?
It's definitely more about placing and competing because, everyone, it could come down to a more tactical race. People might not push the pace at the beginning, and then it just comes down to who has the most people at the front, even if the pace on race day isn't like anywhere close to people's PRs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's hopefully something we'll adjust to quickly. Going out there, getting towards the front and just competing up there. It's definitely something we need to work on. And Harrison, how do you feel about our team performances? So our guys, we placed first in our race, and the girls placed third. And so how do you feel about that? And do you think it pushes you, just having that a pretty strong team up there, do you think that pushes you day to day?
Yes, I do believe it pushes me day to day, because it makes me feel like I can do more and I can accomplish more when I know that my group can do extremely well in their own races.
Yeah, no, that's really good. For me personally, it's really, really good to have a strong training group around me. And of course, it's just good to have people pushing you from all directions. Like, of course, I have Tate up ahead of me, always trying to close that gap a little bit. And then I have some strong athletes coming behind me and pushing and just trying to help me be the best athlete I can be. And just as far as Tate and Kate's race go specifically, I thought they did really well. They executed the plan. I thought they did a great job. So as far as races go, we don't have any more races until our county championship on Wednesday. So Ian, how are you using this race to this week without racing to prepare mentally and physically? How are you doing that?
So since we don't have a race this week leading up to conference championships, I'm really like taking the time to rest and let my legs recover and feel fresh. So I'm ready to get after it.
Yeah, for sure. And what are your goals going into CPC championship?
Time-wise, my goal is to sub 18, of course. But mm-hmm. other than that, I think my goal is in the last mile. I just want to make sure I pass at least 5 to 10 people in that last mile.
Yeah, for sure. Oftentimes in races, the last mile, some people just say it like take care of itself. Like you get through the first two and you just got to go. But it's a lot mental, just telling yourself to go and just pick those people off. So yeah, I think that's really important. And Harrison, are you racing next week, and what are your goals going into it?
I'm not really sure if I'm racing next week. I don't think I am, but if I am racing next week, then my goal would be to, of course, break 20, but also to kind of push my own pace and see how many people I can pick off throughout the whole race. And see,
yeah.
Make sure they'll grow back on me.
That's awesome, man. And Charlotte, same question for you. What are your goals? Do you have any plans you're going into it trying to execute?
My goals for conference is just to, I think I'm seated for around like 16th in the race. So I'd like to get, I don't know, a few places in front of that and hopefully medal. Also, there's a West runner who has a like sort of similar time, but enough of like a faster time that if I ran with her, it would probably get me a PR. So just to kind of stick with her and really focus on passing people and catching them next jersey.
Yeah, for sure. And, yesterday, Coach talked a lot about like our whys, like why are we racing, what are we racing for. So, Charlotte, what's your why?
I like to race harder to like prove to myself that I can go faster, and also like just to see what's left in me.
Yeah, for sure. And Ian, same question.
I think I kind of thought about this a lot. My why for this upcoming race is generally Well, I haven't been on this team all the years of my high school, but especially last year, I was more of a track runner. And so my why is to kind of prove to myself that I can also run distance and not just track and like shorter races on the track.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of athletes can kind of label themselves almost like, yeah, I'm a shorter distance guy, or yeah, I'm a long distance, so I can't like excel in the 800. And, I think that's not exactly the best to put those barriers on yourself. So it's really good to just prove that to yourself, you know. That's awesome. And Harrison, what's your why?
My why would just be to prove myself that, you know, I can go faster if I want to. I know I can push myself to be a better racer. And ultimately, I want to prove to myself that I can place higher than where I'm placing right now.
Yeah, man. That's sometimes that's all we need, just to improve, get better every day. That's awesome. For me personally, I'm using this week to really just rest and recover. My legs were pretty tired going into for me personally, going into this next race. So for this off week that we have, I'm really just trying to rest and recover and get some good training under me. 'Cause going into the race on Saturday, my legs definitely felt a bit heavy. Probably just getting back into training with sickness and my tendonitis that I had. So I'm just trying to get back into it. And just prepare mentally, like just that confidence that I have with my training group, seeing everyone else doing well, definitely means that I'm definitely capable of the same thing. So, just trying to get up there, compete, and hang on, really. So, speaking of this race, our Reagan guys team, we've never won the CPC championship. It's always been West, Reynolds, and Mount Tabor. So, Harrison, with how big this race is going into it, and that fact that you just heard, how do you feel going into it, and how do you feel about our guys' team and if we have a chance to win?
I feel like just because we haven't been able to win past seasons doesn't define us right now. We've trained really hard for the entire season, and I believe our guys have grown strong enough to maybe pull off a win.
Yeah, man, for sure. And Charlotte, what do you think about the guys never winning? And how do you think the race is going to unfold for us?
I think like the winning streak really like varies year to year based on just who's in our conference and how our program's going and just like different classes like leaving and stuff. But I think this year it's entirely possible. I think we've had a really good season on the guys and girls side. We've also had like quite a few time drops in the guys' time, so I think it's definitely possible.
Yeah, for sure. And Ian, as one of the leaders on this team, do you think the training group is ready for it, and do you think you're personally ready for it?
I hope I'm ready, but yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited. I think we're going to get out there and compete and just win. I'm expecting it.
Yeah, for sure. And for our top guys like Cedar, Blake, or for our top guys, Blake, Charlie, me and Tate, we'll have some tough competition up front with Cedar, Jonah, Andrew Riley. What do you think? How do you think that's going to unfold? And do you think we all have a good chance of getting ahead of those other guys?
I think you guys, it's just comes down to whoever wants it more. So it's just going to be a mental battle out there.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a great opportunity, the best opportunity I've had so far. We have a really strong just team. Like, we have a pretty deep team right now, a pretty young team. And I think right now is a great chance. And then we'll definitely have it for the future too, with how young our training group is. And we'll definitely keep it going, keep the momentum up. So right now we have everyone on Reagan Distance is somewhere on campus, whether that be with teachers, with just playing pickleball maybe, or what's it, hacky sack. for school, what do you think your hardest class is right now, Charlotte? And why is it your hardest class?
I would say math is definitely my hardest class right now. I'm not a huge math fan. I have a really great teacher, but it's just kind of a constant struggle.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Math is never easy. It always gets me. So, Ian, how about you?
Right now, I mean, all my classes are pretty good. The most difficult one's probably AP stats. Just because, I don't know, it's relatively new concepts, I guess. A lot of new, like, things you have to memorize. So,
yeah. Are you doing that at Career Center, Reagan?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Fisher.
Oh yeah, heard things about him. How is he as a teacher?
I love the guy as a teacher. He's a great teacher. I don't know. I think having him really, he might be in this, but yeah, he's funny. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, for sure. And Harrison, what about you, man?
I'd probably say my English 2 class, just because I've never really been a big fan of English. I love my teacher, but English has just never been my thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. So yeah, with that being said, everyone's out there doing something. So every week we will have a new host and new members of our panel. So make sure to follow Tobacco Road Sports Radio on social media, watch our podcast on their YouTube channel, and listen to us on Spotify or wherever you may get the podcast. And so yeah, that's about student athletes. And so for me, my hardest class is probably AP Bio. I just had a test recently on Wednesday.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
Because I was out with a recruiting trip. And I missed the day that everyone else took the test, so I was kind of just had to wing it on myself. I don't know how well it went. Sort of confident, sort of not. It was kind of just on the fly, but yeah, hopefully it went well. But anyway, our next section is called Triple Header, and just three questions: our favorite post-race meal, favorite song, and favorite book that you've read. So Ian.
Oh, okay. Favorite post-race or pre-race?
Post-race.
Post-race. I have to go with probably a good hamburger after, but I definitely need some chocolate milk to drink.
Yeah.
Favorite song? I've been listening to Stan's Place by Zach Bryan a lot recently.
Mm, good one.
Song.
Love that.
Then favorite book. Not my favorite book, but right now in Lit we're reading the play Macbeth. It's actually pretty good. Normally Shakespeare isn't something most kids really are into, but it's a good play.
Yeah. Nice, man. That's solid. Charlotte, what about you?
My favorite post-race like meal is probably like a good smoothie. Currently I'm not really reading any books, not much of a reader, but my favorite book's probably, I think I read it like during the summer. It was called Clouds. And my favorite song, well, my favorite artist is probably Zach Bryan or Noah Kahan, but I don't know a specific song. So.
Yeah, that's solid. I love Zach Bryan as well. And Harrison, what about you, man?
All right, so probably one of my favorite post-race meals would have to be probably chicken tenders.
Love it.
My favorite song, I don't really have a favorite song. I love country.
Nice. What's your favorite artist?
Probably Luke Combs.
Nice, dude. That's solid.
And my favorite book, like Charlotte said, I don't really read much, but we are reading a book called Born a Crime, which I absolutely love.
Nice, man. What's it about?
It's about a young mixed boy growing up during the apartheid era in South Africa.
Sick, dude. That's awesome. Hope you enjoy that. For me, my favorite post-race meal, I love smoothies as well. I got to join you there, Charlotte. And my favorite song is probably East Side of Sorrow by Zach Bryan. It's a solid one. And for my favorite book right now, I'm reading a book by David Goggins right now. And it's really just helping my mindset, I feel like. He's a very, very intense dude, but it, it's pretty much an autobiography just about how he came up and how he had some struggles with his family, and how that kind of formed him to who he is now. And I find that really encouraging myself. So yeah. All right. And our next segment is about this indoor season that's approaching. And I know a lot of us are looking forward to the shorter events on the track. So Charlotte, are you excited about these faster, shorter races? And if not, how do you expect to make that adjustment?
I'm more of a cross country person, so I'm kind of enjoying cross country season right now. But I mean, I think good things will come out of the new track season. I'm excited about working on speed because that's not one of my like stronger suits. So I feel like that'll be something nice to work on during the indoor season to help with practice.
Yeah. What's your plan like going into it? Like, what's your approach? What do you plan on racing? And do you have some goals going into it?
I think my like approach with going into the indoor season is just keeping an open mindset because shorter distances aren't something that I feel like super confident running. So just kind of like throwing out the old times and just being like expectant to race new times, but not like super, I don't know, focusing on the times from last year, but just keeping an open mind about the season.
Yeah, for sure. And Ian, what about you? I know you you swim, but you're also one of our fastest 800 guys. So what's your plan going on the season with swim and everything? And what are your goals going into it?
Yeah, so like you said, I'm going to be swimming. So that'll definitely take some time away from running. Luckily, I will have the opportunity to join in some meets for indoor track. And I'll probably be able to come to practice on Saturdays if we have Saturday practice this year. I heard Coach was talking about that. So I'm really excited to keep running a little bit more through the winter than I got to last year. Maybe with the swimming, I might not get the exact results I want, but I think it'll definitely be a fun time. I like being out here and running.
Yeah, for sure. That well-roundedness is something a lot of us definitely strive for. So it's awesome seeing you do that. Both things at a high level for sure. So Harrison, we know you didn't run indoor track last year. So are you planning to do it this year?
Sadly not. I have other things that will be going on during indoor track season. And I just won't be able to.
Okay, gotcha. I will miss you out here, man. But yeah, for me personally, I definitely really enjoyed the track. And I'm ready to get down in the mile, 1,000, the 4x8 as well. Hopefully we'll attend my first state championship and hopefully place pretty highly there. Last week we had a team outing at Paige Askew's house. So it was very, very kind of them to host. And Charlotte, how do you think that was? And do you think it's a good idea to keep having these team outings?
Yeah, I think it was really fun. I think it's a really good opportunity for us to all get to kind of hang out outside of the practice time and just get to kind of hang out and get to know each other a little bit more. I think it also helps with like races when we hang out outside of school so that we're more like, I don't know, unified for the races.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. Ian, what about you? How was the dinner? And what do you think some of the main benefits are from having these outings?
Well, that was some delicious pasta we had. I have to say, I ate quite a bit. I think these team outings, especially dinners before races, like I feel like they help kind of calm your race nerves instead of like sitting at home by yourself, or you're like surrounded by friends, so you're not really stressing over your race as much, and then I feel like normally when you don't stress as much over something beforehand, you tend to do better because you're like more rested and ready.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for me, I think it's just really important to have like a strong community around you. And for me personally, as a senior, just these past 4 years, some of my closest friends have been some of my teammates as well. So I think it's really, really good to have that bond, and just continue to grow like as teammates, but as friends as well, you know? So yeah. Recently we also did a volunteer, we helped volunteer at a local 5K hosted by Twin City Track Club. Ian, what are your thoughts on how you think that went, and how do you think it makes you better as a person?
I think it went pretty well. We had a really good turnout. We had more people than what we could have jobs of them doing. I just think it's really good that we're given the opportunity as a team to give back to the community, and service just really helps grow you as a person. And yeah
for sure. Charlotte, what about you? If you could make it, what would you do there, and how do you think it just helps our team grow?
I hope just the water stations, so kind of passing out water towards the halfway mark of 5K. I think it went really well. I think it helps like our team as a whole, just like allowing us to get involved in the community and like help out in something that we all really love, which is running. So kind of build.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Harrison, what about you?
I was helping out, taking care of like pizzas and the prizes for first, second, third, all that. And I think for me, it just really helped me because I got to hang out more with my teammates than I normally would on a daily basis. Instead of just running, doing a little bit of training, going home, I got to have some fun chats with my friends and just overall have a good time with them.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think it's really good to give back, and helps make you with this team, helps you make you a better athlete, but also a better person. And I think that's really important. With how formative your high school years can be, just to use your time giving back. I think that's really important. And so yeah, that's a lot of good information. Going into our final segment. It's called Rapid Fire. So we just got a handful of questions we're going to ask y'all one at a time. So Charlotte, what's a weakness of yours that you're trying to improve upon?
My weakness is definitely form. I think I haven't really got an opportunity to like practice that a lot until this year. So it's definitely something that I'm having to constantly work on to try to improve my races.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That can be a it's definitely beneficial in the long run, even though it's not exactly the funnest thing to do. Ian, how many hours of sleep do you get a night?
Oh, I think I get like at least 8, most of the time 9. I just have to give me some good sleep. Yeah, most of the time I'm in bed by like 9 o'clock sharp.
Yeah, just nice, dude.
Catching the Z's, as they
yeah.
say.
No. Yeah, that's something we all can definitely work on. That's solid, man. And Harrison, we've definitely seen your backflips and at our team outings. How many can you do in a row?
Depends. Does it mean on ground or on a trampoline?
Let's just say on the ground, man.
Then just one.
Just one. Hey, we'll work it up. We'll build that up a little bit, you know. Keep working on it, man. And Charlotte, as an athlete and as a person, who do you look up to the most and why?
I'd say probably Kate, just because I feel like she's a really strong runner, and she's also like, she has a really good mental attitude about going into races, and I feel like she's also incredibly modest and humble with her really great results.
Yeah, for sure. That's really good to have role models as just for people and as an athlete, for sure. And Ian, what has it meant for you to be a part of Reagan Distance?
I think it means to me is to have a family of other athletes who will uplift and encourage you on a daily basis. And they just all want you to succeed. Like whenever I come out here, it's just smiling faces of people ready to work hard. And that's just a special thing to be a part of to me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that positivity can definitely help you. Just if you had a bad day, just coming out here and having that team around you can definitely be really helpful. And Harrison, what is your number one goal for the rest of the school year?
My number one goal is to make good grades and make sure second semester does not kick me in.
Solid, man. just stay locked in, I guess. And Charlotte, what's your favorite color, your favorite number, and your favorite movie?
My favorite color is probably blue. My favorite number is 3. And movie-wise, I'm not really sure. I'm more of a, like, TV show person, so currently I'm watching Suits.
Oh, that's... I've heard good things. I haven't checked it out myself, but yeah. I've heard good things. Ian, what's your favorite dessert, your favorite teacher, and your favorite vacation spot?
Okay, favorite dessert, gotta go with ice cream. I'm a big sea salt caramel fan. Favorite teacher, I really like Mr. Fossa here at Reagan and Mr. Fisher over at the Career Center. I say probably my top two favorite teachers right now. No offense to the other ones. and then favorite vacation spot. I like this place called Hilton Head Island. It's just off South Carolina, just off the coast there. Normally go down there for Thanksgiving with some cousins. Just a nice place.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've heard they got some good golf spots down there. Haven't checked out myself, but yeah, no, that's awesome. And for me personally, I probably look up to the most, probably my dad, just as a role model, as a person. He's definitely helped form me into the person I am today. And a weakness I'm trying to improve on, it's probably my mindset, my mentality. I like to think I have a pretty good one, but I think we all can definitely work on it some way or another. So just staying positive and just making sure you're taking things day by day is something I have definitely been working on myself.
Goggins book.
And yeah, it is, man. That's a part of the reason why I'm reading it. It's definitely been helping out though. And yeah, I just want to wrap things up. Personally, thank everyone on this panel and for making my job as a host very easy. Y'all did a great job. And I hope everyone has enjoyed tuning in, learning more about Reagan Distance. And thank you to Tobacco Road Sports Company for this amazing opportunity. I'm Brennan Kaplan. I'll leave you with this. Don't be afraid of success or getting spiked. See you next time.